This is part two of this podcast. What's happening, people? Thank you for listening to the Three Shots Tequila podcast. We hope you enjoy the episode. If you are on Spotify, leave comments, partake in our polls, and tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're also listening on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music, we appreciate you also. Keep streaming. Just so everyone knows, this podcast drops every Friday. The YouTube drops every Tuesday. With that being said, follow us on the socials and enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
No, I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah, we'll just cut that out.
Because this will get out something.
You know what it looks like? You're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. I was just fucking with you, right? Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
Do you mind feel that pressure in terms of like, because now, though your singing is important, of course, but your look is just as important as your singing. So you can't have a day when like, I want to cut my hair today. What? Yeah. Cut your hair, blood? Yeah, nah. Might be one paparazzi around the corner, bruv.
That's what I got to do.
The durag.
Is it always like, how do you feel? Because even us sometimes, when I'm going out, this event, this week, you might have like four events to go to. I'm already thinking, outfits I'm wearing, I can't wear again because they're going to all be sinstar. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, there's a hassle. So you, man, must get that.
Where, 100%. Look at us all in black.
Yeah.
I feel like we grew up in that era anyway. Like, it was already really important. Yeah. Maybe if we grew up in like the 90s into the early 2000s, that era, it would have been a bit of a shift because that was when socials came through. That was when, oh, actually, this is a job. Actually, this is more than just, I can just wear whatever and no one cares. Because now it's like people are being seen everywhere in real time.
Yeah.
But to be honest, it's weird at the same time though, because even though it's about looking good is subjective now, bro. Anyone looks good now. You know what I mean? As long as they got people saying they look good.
It just depends what audience you tap into.
Exactly.
Because have you seen the
market? It's true what you said, because sorry to cut you, because I think someone, I don't know if it was it Kanye saying it? Someone was saying that if enough, no. The comedian, Stephen, is it Alan Carr? Not Stephen Carr.
Jimmy Carr.
And he was saying that if you get enough people behind something, it's not mad anymore.
Yeah, that's facts.
Though. So he's like, for example, Christianity is like, it's fine because so many people are behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like Scientology, not that many people are behind it.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's still mad.
Yeah.
If they get enough people behind that, it's not mad anymore.
There's a realism.
So what you're saying in regards to how you look, for example, there's some things you see online now, like people, the way they dress, you're like, that's mad. But because so many people are dressing like that, it's kind of seen as that's what you have to look like.
Whereas years ago,
if you took that same picture back maybe 5 years, 10 years ago, people are like, what the hell is this?
You must see, like, when you go on TikTok, Instagram, you must see when people do reviews or, you know, people filming fashionistas.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, oh, what are you wearing? And you look at someone and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, I'll look at something and I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And then I'll go in the comments, bro. People are like, yo, this is crazy.
I think those videos are sick though.
The videos are sick, but for me, it kind of also shows you the contrast. Because I look at this and I'm thinking, this is fucking horrible.
But 90%
of the audience are like, this is way better. So it kind of shows like
fashion is pushing the boat. Yeah. That's what fashion is
now. You gotta remember that, like, the people that you're watching, they will tell you why they're wearing each item.
Yeah, and I still think that's fucking crazy. Because, you know what I mean? There's certain people that will explain it. You know what I mean? One dude had this little pig bag that he wanted. It's like, oh, brother. And he kept explaining it. And I was like, I get, like, and again, like I said, 90% of the people got it. And they genuinely thought it was wavy. Mm. And that's why I realized, for me, I'm looking at it like thinking, I'm genuinely the odd one out here. Because I'm the one that thinks this is weird.
You know what I mean?
So I'm looking at it thinking, what the fuck? But 90%, so I was like, I genuinely have reached a point where I don't get it. Because it's not for me.
But that's what I'm saying, is in life, as I was saying to Taser, fashion is about pushing the trends now, about pushing the boat. Because now it's like, you're going to go to a premiere or you're going to go somewhere, you can't go regular.
Mm.
Wear them shoes with a point. Wear that coat with the shoulder blades coming out a bit more.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Wear this hat with the tassels. Because remember, you're forgetting.
I said the suit with the cheek cut out because everyone got a suit.
Oh, my. Jeez.
Because stop saying, man.
But when the village people did it, it was cool. But now you're the way I'm bugging.
What's going on here, bro?
Did the village people?
Brother, we're not talking about no village people right now. Bro. I'm just finishing about the red carpet. The what's going on here?
So you're telling
is
me,
that
Marvin, wait. Marvin, if you went to the premiere of Expendables 4, you know what I mean?
We are dumb.
In a Tom Ford suit with the cheese cutter, you're telling me you wouldn't have been in every newspaper that day?
I would have been in every group chat there as well. You had them on to that, man.
But like I'm saying, Marvin, you had designers calling you, though.
No, but what I'm just saying, but cool.
They would have put you in crepes with the Charles Guy.
That kind of proves the point that you want to get into a paper or a tabloid.
Mm.
So the matter you kind of dress, you're going to get in there. Even if it's someone cussing you saying, what the hell are you wearing?
Mm.
It's still you being in a paper.
Yeah, is it fashionable or is it just outlandish?
It's both.
But that's my thing. Is it now like, you know, certain things where you can look at stuff. Yeah. I feel like there's certain people you can look at and you think, it's not for me, but that's wavy.
Mm.
There's certain people where you're like, I could never in my life pull that off. But I think that's wavy. Like, you know what I mean? There's those people you like. And I feel like Pharrell's one of those people. Like, Pharrell will wear certain things well, but like, I could never.
But you don't but Pharrell's not that outlandish.
No, it's not outlandish, but I feel like it's just wavy things where you're like, you look at someone and you're like, I could never, ever wear those things.
Yeah.
But I can see, you know what I mean? Why that's whatever. But then there's certain people you look at and you're like, you picked this because it's the most outlandish.
No,
like, you probably didn't even look at this and think this was nice. No,
but that's the point in the first place. Yeah, it's outlandish till it's fashionable, isn't it?
But this is it. But there's people where you're like, this is just out there. This is wavy. Where you look at it, like, it will get all of the attention it needs to get to because it's wavy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because nobody else can pull it off. Because that's that person. Because when you think of things like, you know, when you look at stuff like Babe, right?
Mm.
You know, and Babe and all of them things. Like, you look at people like Pharrell, right? Stuff like that took off and everyone started doing it. But when they did it, it was one of those things where it was out there. You know what I mean? People look at it and think, that's out there. But it took off. But then there's also stuff certain people wear and you're like, that will never go nowhere, bro. Mm. You're the only person that will wear this today and it will never go there because you wore this simply because it's going to be just wild.
Mm.
But there's people where you're like, this is a trendsetter. Look at Kanye. Kanye is one of those people.
No, but Kanye's worn some stuff. I'm like, no.
Kanye's worn a lot of stuff where we're like, we will never wear this. But also there's Kanye's worn stuff where people, at the beginning, all this clothes with the holes in it. People like, he's dressed like a homeless man.
Man was wearing that from back then.
No.
On purpose, though.
Bro, Kanye wore whatever.
It's true. Man was wearing clothes with holes in it from day. It wasn't on purpose.
But when Kanye, remember.
But when I done it, I was a tramp.
When
he done it now, do you know what I'm saying? But also, as famous, when people are famous, I feel like you have to give them more grace because if you're walking on the catwalk and you've got a mad outfit on, or on a premiere, it's very different. If you're walking in Stratford Westfield and you're going JD, you're not going to wear the same outfit. So you have to look at the outfit for where it is and the purpose of the outfit.
But there's certain people that wear certain things and we look at it like it's crazy. And 6 months to 2 years later, people were wearing it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, do you remember even stuff like, do you remember the runners when Kanye started doing certain things?
Yeezy slides, bro. Well, everyone was like, that looks like hospital slippers, bro.
Yeah.
But those used to sell out. Like, Yeezy's do you know how hard it is to get a pair of those? No, bro, the t-shirts with the holes in them.
No, people
like, he's dressing like he's homeless.
No. But wait. You got to add context. The Yeezy slides are comfortable, bro.
But they're way... No, but no.
They're not.
There
what
you
mean they're not comfortable?
Do you know how hard it is to get your size in them joints?
Marvin, are you wear your size?
Marvin, do you know how hard it is to even find your size in them joints?
Do you know what size... What are...
It got all two sizes
size
up.
Don't even make, it's three sizes up.
Exactly.
So it doesn't make no sense.
Exactly.
Why am I... Why am I at 10 normally and then use these slides?
I'm 13.
I'm a 24.
That's what you're rate them.
Brother.
The girls
I bought two. I won a raffle. I said, yes, I'm going to use these.
Exactly. That's why
I'm saying
the
back of my heels off the slider, bro.
That's my thing. You know what I mean? Really. But there's certain people. But when it comes to when I feel like fashion, I feel like there's that outlandish shit that people wear, and you're like, this was great for this show. You know what I mean? We have the pictures. It's a moment that we will always.
Yeah, like what's it called?
Marcus Houston with the see-through suit.
Oh, brother, that's the worst, bro. No, Daniel Kaluuya's boots, the Balenciaga boots. He ain't worn them since that day.
Exactly. No, he only wore it because he was at a Balenciaga fashion show.
But that's my thing.
And that's what I'm saying. And it's an outfit they gave him.
Yeah, that's my thing.
He didn't go to the shop and buy them, though.
But no, Marvin, but that's the thing. Because like I'm saying, it's that's that. But
that's when, that. And that's
but there's also people where you're like, there's, you know what I mean? I feel like, Marvin, there's select people that are, I feel like when it comes to fashion, where for them, it's more than just a moment. Where for them, this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And it goes on. Look at people like Rick Owens. When you look at people like Rick Owens, you know what I mean? At some point, people look at Rick Owens stuff and think, what the fuck is he wearing? And the next thing you know, and you're like, these Rick Owens jeans are... You know, and you're like, you know, and you're like, this t-shirt is nice. You know what? But you know, you're sitting there thinking, I never at any point thought I'd be wearing some Rick Owens shit.
Who's your inspiration style-wise?
Style-wise? Ooh. Man, you know what? I don't know.
I would, for me,
I ain't going on.
I would say it would be Jaden Smith or... I could say Pharrell.
You know what's mad?
There we go.
Now you've said you Jaden Smith, yeah.
You see it.
And for, I kind of... Yeah. I'm like... It's like my eyes open, bro. It's so mad.
He's going for that combined, yeah, bro. Yeah,
like, yeah, like, yeah. Like, I never saw it before. But the moment you said it, I said, oh, shit.
It's him.
I can't say it. That is crazy.
Everyone says that. It's either Pharrell or Jaden, bro.
You don't have your T still. I can see it.
Mm. I see you did it to a T.
Nah, bro. That's cold.
Nah, I hear it, man. Yeah, I take inspiration from bare people, bro, to be honest. It's a mix of stuff, you know? I do think Amine is just as cool, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who? Amine.
Amine, rapper.
Okay.
American rapper.
What are you going to say?
Learn something new, boy. I don't know who that is.
Amine, you don't know his music?
Nah.
He's cold, bro. Into him.
Spell his name?
What's the biker film Lawrence Fishburne was in?
I-N. I think it's Amine. Yeah.
Amine. Yeah, Amine.
A-M-I-N-E. And ASAP. ASAP just said.
ASAP, yeah.
Ooh.
Rocky.
Yeah, Rocky.
Yeah.
ASAP is... I would say like nine. Also just from like 90s shows. Like
I thought you were going to say nines.
Same. I've never heard you guys say nines in my life.
I was like, what? Bro, this guy. I was going to say nines is my guy. Brother, this is like, where are we going? Wait. That's all. Yeah, that's all. It's not his real eyes. That would be crazy.
Yeah. Now, Mina is cold though. He did like a Cage Fanada little set.
Mina is cold, bro.
They have like a whole thing together.
So who was your guy? I mean,
mine was just like 90s shows, like movies like Coach Carter, Fresh Prince, like just the...
And the biker movie with Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, the whole just like creative, just how people dress then. As take this
that era. From,
yeah, that era.
Sick.
I say, honestly, I say my older brother, I really like the way he dresses. I don't know who he takes inspiration from, my older brother.
Shout out,
brother. Roadman in the ends. No, but he's got a high fashion to it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out, my brother, Revs Boogie. And I'd say, on a classy spectrum, I'd say Stormzy. You know, like when Stormzy pulls up on a modest thing, because he don't do me personally. I can't do too much. I don't do too much. I keep it simple. You know what I'm saying? I'm not looking to stand out too tough. So when Stormzy pulls up to an award show, he just has a nice suit. It's sleek. It's like, it's simple but effective. I'd say Stormzy as well.
I hear that.
The colours he chooses as well.
So I heard...
Can
I shout out Fingo? Homeless nigga from the end. You know me, bro. When he comes, bro, I pick up the first thing I see.
Shout out who?
Melissa's Wardrobe.
Gold.
Responsible for that.
But style, inspiration.
And he did.
I didn't say nothing. What? I said I need to hear this.
Bro, he's ready for this.
What did I do, Marvin? You did that.
No, you did that.
I'm not getting vexed. No, I'm waiting for him to land.
You're not getting vexed.
I don't need to land. I just said I need to hear this.
Monkey dressed like Carlton and he's getting on screen.
Carlton from where? I don't understand. So because a man now wears boot cuts, he thinks he's better than me. Wait, I'm glad we can address this. Because a man wears boot cuts and the hoodie, you're better than me now. No. We gonna get to the bottom of this today. This is me, I mean.
Joy is mad because you fired first.
I fight first. That's what I want to hear.
No, you were just defended.
No, you felt some kind of way.
No, man.
Dressed like John Cena and Pharrell put together. Don't be mad at me. Like, I said some shit. I can't figure out if you want to be Pharrell or John Cena, bro. That's a problem with you. You know what I mean? Bro, I tell niggas, I dress like, you know what I mean? I'm going to the gym 92% of the time, bro. I pick the first thing I wear. So you can't even get me, bro. You know what I mean? Because I don't give a shit. the fuck is that? But yes, no, I hear what you say. But tell us your inspiration.
But do tell us. Do tell us.
Imagine your inspiration, Daddy Yankee.
Yeah, let me get that one,
bro. Daddy Yankee catching strays, bro.
But yeah, yeah, that's cool, man.
That's not enough still.
I said it as well, you know. But
Mother Lipson.
No, but no, for me, firstly, Marvin,
a bit left.
Well, you brought up Hans Zimmer before. I was like, don't sleep on Hans Zimmer, you know, because he did the score for Lion King, you know. Yeah. You go back as far as 94, when we hear all them bangers from Lion King, that was Hans Zimmer. Like, no, when you hear all of the stuff he does for us.
He's a real legend.
No, literally, when you think of it, yeah. That's when you think of Hans Zimmer. When you think of Hans Zimmer, like, you think of all the stuff he does now, where they're like, oh, he's done the sounds for BMW and stuff. But, like, for him, when he says, when he got offered the opportunity to do Lion King, he wanted something his daughter could come to the premiere and the red carpet thingy for. So that's when he did that. So when you hear all of those classic, you know, Lion King, that's Hans Zimmer. And then you think of a movie like June. I'm not so, so if you've guys seen June.
Interstellar. As
Interstellar.
Well.
What's the one with Leo?
Inception.
Inception. That's all of that stuff, you know, when you're like,
that sounds crazy.
And for me, and as crazy as all of that is, for me, Lion King is still, in my opinion, some of his best work. Because that stuff, with that, you know what I mean? Like, stuff that connects with the most people.
Do you use it right as well?
Sorry to cut you off, because there was another thing. Sorry to cut you off, because I was like one and two. So, I watched a video the other day, and it was, it's a producer, a songwriter, and they wrote a song for Usher, Caught Up. I think I sent it to you. I'm not sure if I sent it to you guys. So, he was like, in the studio, they've written the song, Usher's recorded the song for Caught Up, right? And they were like, it's just not hitting. Like, Usher, you know, Usher's just not feeling the song. He's recorded the song. He's just not feeling it, yeah? And obviously, I think Diddy was the exec producer. Man said he pulled man out the studio, outside, yeah? And he's like, you tell that dude whatever you need to tell him. Man said, bring, if you have to bring women in the studio, if you have to bring everyone, you tell him this is the best song in the world. And it will set off. So it's like, you know, they kind of gassed him into believing that that is the waviest song ever. And it turned out to be a hit, essentially. Are there any songs you guys, you know, recorded and you thought, I don't know how I feel about this. And then it's gone on to be... Yeah,
there's a lot.
A song where you feel like, I didn't believe in this song in the moment, but it's actually a banger.
You got to see the vision sometimes.
I feel like, is it a crime we never... First time was never...
Yeah, first time.
It was so bare bones.
Yeah.
Like, the first version we had, it was with, we wrote it with Victoria Monet. And she, it was a version of just her.
Yeah.
And Josh. So like there was, you can see like, it was hard to like really conceptualize what I was going to hit.
Sound, I guess for like, everyone
all
else. Of us.
Yeah.
So then when all of our vocals went on, it's like,
and now we hear.
Now, but we re-recorded like, it three times. It's even the time where we were in the office and we heard the master for the first time. And the beat was different when it just boom.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now it's it.
And because it was one of our first songs, we hadn't gone through the whole process of writing to production, post-production, mixing, and then mastering and seeing how that changes. So now when we write, we keep that in mind. So we know that when we write a song, that's obviously not how you should judge it.
This is so mad, I was literally thinking the other day, I was driving home and I was listening to, can't remember who, Jumpy, Ambush.
Yes.
And I was thinking, this is one of his biggest songs, right? And then I was thinking, is there consistency behind who produced it and engineered it? And a lot of man's hit singles are singles engineered by Six.
Six, yeah. And the engineer can definitely
He's got an ear for it, bro. And if you go through his list, there's bare man songs that is, it's because they were working with you at the time.
Yeah, bro. Shout out to engineers, man.
And there's songs we've listened to where, okay, I'll give you an example, because I'm not sure if I send you guys these things. It was Metro. And so he was talking about his process when he works with rappers, essentially. So, you know, certain times where, like, you go into a studio and a producer will have beats. You guys be like, you listen to beats, not this one, not this one, not this one. We want that one. He was like, have a list of beats and you record on every beat.
No, that was not for everyone. That was for Future.
No. He was like, that's how he works with artists. No.
Future, he's like, when he goes to the studio with Future will never tell him, I don't want this, I don't want that. You'll put the beat on, Future raps. You'll put the next beat on, Future rap.
No, he was like, no, that was his process. He was like, with them, that's how they worked. He was like, basically, we worked on a thing like, we'll produce tracks and you record on all of them. So it's like, he didn't like working with artists that says, I can't work on this and this and this. Like, you record on them and then we figure things out. And when he was talking about Future, he was like, when he first started working with Future, he was like, he didn't rate Future. He was like, he genuinely thought Future was whack. It's like, it's only after a certain point where he started to understand that Future was cool. But for him, he was like, literally with artists, he was like, we have these beats, you record on all of these beats. Because he was like, as an artist, why can't you work on each
but
beat essentially?
I hear you, but as an artist, I'm paying for your beats. You can't tell me what I have to use.
No, but it depends. Some artists weren't.
I'm paying you for the beat.
No, but some artists weren't. So they're in the studio, because remember, you're not paying for the beats. For them, they're like, we're just trying to produce some bangers. So you're in the studio. Yeah. Producers put together some beats essentially. It's like, let's see what we can get out of what we've... Because for him, he used to look at it like, I put this together. Telling me the first 12 beats I sent you were whack.
Yeah,
so that's how he's looking at it. So you think of it as an artist. So you're like, my shit is dope. I'm going to put it, you know, it's kind of like, if you put your vocals on a track and someone's like, you're looking at it like,
so how many, how many layers would you say a song has, like nowadays? Like a good song. So I also think that plays a part as well.
Can't even say it really,
bro. What do you mean by layers?
Yeah, exactly. How many layers is it?
Components to the song.
Yeah, like, so for example, like you said, you... record with a producer, then you'd write to the beat, record, then you'd hear it again and record again.
Right.
Oh, I thought you meant different.
Potentially.
Right. Different stages.
Yeah, in like an ideal scenario, we go in, write and record at the same time, same day, record, and then go back. Because usually you write in America. I'm back here, producer touches it up, send it back, and then we give notes if you want to. If the vocals are calm, send it to engineer. Gets mix master done. If we could do better vocals, we'll re-record it. Just fresh new vocals. And then,
is there ever a time that you record over the beat and then the producer adds something to the beat after you've recorded?
Every time. Like, normally, producers will just have like a standard loop just so you can get the vibe of the beat. And then they build once the song is written around that loop. They can build again. The song.
Lyrics I'm hearing,
so is that how you prefer it?
But ain't that weird though? Because wouldn't you want to hear that loop so that you can sing to that loop? Because you're like, I can hear when, you know, that certain songs, a bridge is coming or something. You're like, I can sing in anticipation of this. Do you know what I'm saying? Effectual delivery.
You
come back and record it.
But then you'd still, you might write something else now. Now you got the opportunity to re-record. You might write something else because it's like, oh, I know this is going to sound like this, but I want this to sound like that. And then you record
it. What were ad-libs though? Do you mind, like, in terms of like, you know, like R&B before, like, they might be singing and then you hear one bird in the background. Or let's say like, ow. Like, you might hear, do you mind drop?
Yeah, we do that.
So how does that work? So like, you're in the studio, the song's playing, then you just go in the booth, put your headphones on, and then you wait for the moment, and you just, or you just say it whenever, and he puts it in.
It depends. We're good at ad-libs, isn't it?
Yeah.
So like, we normally just do a whole track. We'll run the whole track, see what comes out of it.
Yeah.
Something will stand out. We'll be like, we'll affect that, and we'll leave it in there for now. It might come in at another point in the song, but we'll leave it in there.
What, has everyone got a favourite ad-lib?
Not even. I feel like everyone does have their natural things they go to.
Yeah, but like, you'll pick and choose little moments that that
No, but I'm saying, but even though you pick and choose, like, for example, because you know that,
you got to say you ain't got nicknames.
Because you're good with pop culture, yeah? You know when artists had, you know, little sounds where you listen to certain artists and they do certain things. Like, if you were to listen to, let's say, a Mario do something, Neo do certain things, there was, I feel like there's an era where artists... I'm trying to think of something, and that's why I was like, maybe you might get
on. We got it here with UK rappers.
I'm just thinking about rappers.
No, not just rap. No, I'm thinking of R&B singers. That's what I was like. I was going to ask Marvin. Not even that.
That's the tag, though.
Not even that, because that's, you know what I mean? I feel like inside a song where artists would do
disco,
certain things where you're like, you know, it's little, it's not even, but that's, you know what I mean? Something, but it's little things it's where even as they're singing, where
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he had
bears.
I don't think we have any solidified ones like them, man.
Do you know
even, that's what you, there's one song, I think it's, what's that?
Wannabe
Start Something, You know, he's dissing someone at the end. And they call him a vegetable.
You're a vegetable.
Brother, what kind of diss is this, man?
At the end.
And he says, you're a buffet.
You're
a vegetable.
They're going to eat the whole song. It's like, you're starting something.
And they say, they're going to be eating you. You're a vegetable. Brother.
You got
Michael Jackson had dare you, bro.
But more time he's probably shouting to Prince, isn't it?
No, but I don't think they really had beef.
No, they did, bro. Prince had beef with MJ. MJ tried to expose him, remember?
He didn't.
Come on,
Prince was high.
Wait, what?
At the award ceremony, Prince was high.
So Marvin, you're saying Prince is misreading the situation,
So James Brown is, I think, James Brown is on the stage.
Okay.
And he's been singing. Yeah. He's gone, Michael Jackson, come up, whatever. So MJ's come up doing bad man thing, like the sly. Yo, what's good?
Because he's the guy.
Man's ear, whatever. So he's like, Prince is over there. He's whispered in James Brown's ear, Prince is there. Shout out Prince. But Prince was high. So because Prince was high, Prince is like, MJ's called me to stage on purpose because he knows I'm high and he knows I'm going to embarrass myself. Watch. So there was like a lamppost that Prince thought was like attached to the floor. So Prince, while he's doing his like performance, he's jumped a lamppost. The lamppost was dropped off the stage. So Prince is fuming now. Prince is like, so you've embarrassed me, whatever. Apparently,
he just knocked over Latoya Jackson
and the mother outside in his car. But I'm saying,
MJ ain't, that's like, you've got beef with MJ, they've definitely been taking shots over the years, bro, but if I try to run over your mum and your sister outside, it's on site for everything, it's a vegetable, isn't it, that's what he said. No, but so it's you see Dark Child producer, he talks about a session where it was him, Michael Jackson, and what was Michael Jackson's manager? What, you know what I'm talking about?
Quincy Jones.
Quincy, Quavo. So he's like, they were in the studio, and he was like, they, you know when they just record over and over and over? He's like, he's never been with an artist that has recorded so, like, literally, like, by the time, like, for one song, yeah, he's like, you know, it's like, as an engineer, you have so much to work with. He's like, by the end of the session, yeah, he was like, he'd never in his life been in a session like that, to the point where when he was working with his artists, and he was like, yeah, it's going to be a long session. Because you know what the man's like, you go have to record so many different variations of this shit, you're going to hate me.
Yeah, that's what Mentator said about layers. That's what I thought he was talking about. Because MJ, I watched a video, and basically, MJ would sing like one line in one tone,
the same line in another tone,
and then the engineer would literally like put them on top of each other. But when you hear it, it's mad. You couldn't hear it if you don't know it's there.
Yeah.
But the moment you know it's there, you appreciate it. You're like, oh my God, is this what you're doing for the whole album?
Subconsciously, that's what makes the song.
So in your ear, you don't know why the thing's sounding so sweet, but it's because of that.
Yeah, but if you've never worked that way, it could piss you off.
What happened?
Just want to read out.
Oh yeah, go.
In an interview Prince did with Chris Rock.
The topic of Prince is killing me. Because he's funny for that.
Rock asked, there was never any rivalry between you and Mr. Jackson. Prince responded, not to me, no. But when the conversation turned to the part about MJ's bad that he backed out of,
that would have been crazy.
That would have been a cold video though.
Prince knew it wasn't.
Who's gonna sing that to who?
But Prince knows it wasn't.
But also I think Prince is looking at it like, I'm not a small boy. So I'm not going to be in your video at a beginning just doing an intro and leave. Like, I'm Prince. Do you know
but
who I am?
Prince was
so
also,
I think it was that.
But Prince was also conscious of how he was looked at. You know what I mean? Because remember, Prince was the guy. Women would faint when Prince walked by.
But
he was also looked at as feminine.
His drip was different.
That's my point.
I'm like Prince.
In that time.
But they used to look at him as if he was feminine. So for him, I think he felt like, I'm not going to fuel anything else. So he's like, I know how people see me. If I do this, it takes this, you know what I mean? It kind of gives credence.
I don't think Prince cared about that.
If he didn't care about that, he was like to Michael, who are you singing that to? So you can tell he felt some kind of way about that kind of shit, bro. Like, you know, because you sit there and you're like, Prince was wavy. Like, you think of it, Prince was wavy. He was flamboyant, but he had them blouses. You know what I mean? So you can't wear blouses and do certain things. Because you know when you're like, we knew you would, you know what I mean? No, so for Prince, him, Prince in his mind, he was like, I'm not doing that.
I don't think Prince cared because the amount of things Prince done around that time, there was, there's two, like, He didn't care.
None of them like, care, bro. They're so famous. Bro.
Mickey Free. Remember Mickey Free?
He's got even the album cover. Man's naked on the album cover, bro. Just looking that way, bro. Hair in the wind.
He was a sexy.
But he wasn't saying, your butt is minding Michael Jackson. That's where he drew the line.
Yeah, I hear you, but the man, thing is,
he was like, bro, I can wear the blouse with the nipples
no,
out.
No, but you're taking what he's saying literally. He's saying like, I'm gonna kick your butt. Like if I say to you, Taylor, I'm gonna kick your butt. Like as in we're playing FIFA. I don't mean turn around and I'm gonna kick your butt. I mean I'm gonna beat you in the game.
No, your butt is mine.
You can't say your butt is mine to me though.
That's not kicking your butt, bro.
Yeah. I don't understand what we're
so
doing.
That's what Prince would say. If you listen to the Prince interview, who's singing that to
you? No, but cool. Your butt is mine.
Yeah, but the thing is, for example, if people are playing that American football,
do you know what I mean?
No, no, but if you're playing American football, for example, and my man,
your butt is mine, dog.
No, don't get to say your butt is mine. I'm going to own you, dog. I'm going to own you.
Bro, what's that line for line? The line was your butt is mine.
I don't use that lingo, personally.
And Prince don't either. That's why he walked out.
But man's on the album cover naked.
Are
you worried about my body's mind?
It's not the same thing, bro.
You're telling me. Now, you know you feel.
You got two choices here, yeah? Open the briefcase and say, Taser, you got two choices here. Briefcase one. Bang. The next three shots cover. Naked, bum out, turning the camera. That's what you have to do on one briefcase. The second briefcase is you have to say on the podcast to Margs, your butt is mine. Wait, one sec. But you and Margs are like having an argument about something. You're saying, Margs, allow me, man. Or FIFA, you can't beat me, man. Your butt is mine. Ease off.
I'm going to be skin out.
Which one are you going to skin out? Yes.
You're not going to do that. He has tried to water it down and give you context.
But the bottom line is,
the line was
naked.
Your butt is mine. There's no beef.
You're not going to have your bum out on the podcast.
The line was your butt is mine.
Looking out of a way, you're not going to have your bum out on the podcast.
Why would I have it on the cover? Nigga, my shit looks nice.
You're not even facing the camera. You're looking this way like this, bro. Bum out.
Because that's how I'm going to be.
What's the name of that album, bro?
I can't remember, man.
No, but I feel like
he's typing Prince naked on the cover.
You might not want that.
I can't lie, it's giving a flaw on the cover, though.
Could Prince Harry might pop up?
Not one blemish. His skin was
no Prince and dead man. Dead.
No, his skin was flaws on the album cover.
What you need to googling is Prince skincare routine because his shit was nice.
Yeah.
Remember on Dave Chappelle thing?
Yo. He was looking away.
You saw
He's looking at the camera, bro.
He wasn't looking away.
So Keith, you do that. You do that.
You ain't say all of that.
And you're worried about his hair. My body's a big man. Stop it,
but
man.
All I'm saying is, no. All I'm saying is, you can't pose like that and then say your butt is mine to a next man. All I'm saying is, you can't pose that way and then say certain things. You know what I mean? It's either or. You either say your butt is mine or you pose like you can't do both.
Let me do this quickly.
You know what I mean? What I was going to say as well.
Boy, man.
Well, let me do this quickly.
Firstly, you know what I mean? Bro, Prince was a wavy basketball player. Do you see the video I posted the other day? Prince, Tolly Murphy.
Sick basketball.
Yeah, he's like 5'4",
no? Bro, have you seen him?
No.
Bro,
I heard he's sick.
Bro, wavy. When you watch the video, you're like, what?
That's a true story.
There's a video of Prince playing basketball.
Bro, I'll find you the video. He is cold. Like
he's one of them guys, though. He's just good at everything.
Bro, like, you must have seen Chappelle's show where Charlie Murphy's telling the story where after a night out at a club, whatever. So Charlie Murphy's Eddie Murphy's older brother. Mm-hmm. Like, after a night out in a club back in the 70s or 80s or whatever, he's like, he's bumped into Prince and these guys. Remember, Prince and these guys were bare feminine. Mm-hmm. So he's like, Prince was like, let's go back to my house and play basketball. Niggas are like, ha! You know, of course, we're going to go over there and cook you. So it's like, they've gone back to the crib or whatever. And Prince and his guy didn't even change out of their club outfits. That man kept their shit on. That man then put on their basketball shit. And Prince was like, you know, shirts versus blouses. Their blouses or whatever. And they're laughing because they think we are going to cook these guys.
Yeah.
Man said, the way Prince and these guys cooked the shit out of them, was different. And
cool.
I thought it was just a skit
until
I saw Prince playing basketball and I was like, excuse me?
I need to watch that.
Mum's like, bro, the way Charlie told the story was like, I'm not even making this shit up.
But you know Americans are like that though, in terms of when you go over there and you see certain people, like even for example, Cam, bad boy basketball player back in the day, but he just didn't make it. Like, there's so many stories of people that you hear about.
It's the same
being,
with football here, I guess.
Yeah, but it's weird.
You know, thing, like, but Jack Harlow can play basketball, you know?
That's what I'm saying, but it's weird here. Like, football is different. Really? It's like,
I don't know. Is that why he likes Tyler Hero?
I don't know.
No, Jack,
I think football here is different because there's certain man here can say they're good. You watch them play, you're like, no.
That's the same with basketball.
Yeah, no, but it's weird.
I'm
it's
sure
like,
every American would tell you they're good at basketball.
No, do you know the thing about football? I feel like with football, it's different because with football, you need other people to play with to practice.
Fairs.
Mm. Basketball, you can just have a hoop and just be...
Yeah, football, you can just kick in and go, man.
No, it's not the same.
But it's not goalkeeper.
No, but it's just not the same basketball.
Marvin.
Nah, but I can keep... Remember, I can just keep shooting. Like, for
you
example,
just keep shooting football.
Nah, yeah, but there's a goalkeeper.
You have to keep waiting for the ball. Like, for example, look at Gilly in Million Dollar Worth of Game. He's a cold basketball player. Chris Brown, bad boy basketball
player. Chris Brown's cold.
Like, we have to be fair, when it comes to the celebs, like, these men have now got to a point where they got basketball courts in their yard.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but growing up, for example, like in the UK, sport's not pushed like that.
Us
men play football for our own backs.
Yeah.
Whereas in America, it's big. As in,
yeah,
like,
that's facts.
Like,
fact,
in
that's
terms
fact.
Of sports, school, like, you play basketball, you play football, you play this, you play that until a certain level. And remember, they're big on scholarships. They're big
they're
on, like,
trying to get out. You know what I mean? Only
it's a lot of their way out of the hood. You know what I'm saying? So whereas here, it's true, man plays football. Thing, it's not the same.
I have one question for you. In football, Philly or Dave?
I've
never seen Dave play.
have you seen the
argument? I've never seen either.
When Philly and Dave.
No, I've seen Philly play on
them. You man must have seen it. When Philly and Dave are arguing,
yeah?
And Philly's telling Dave, I hear you on this rapid thing. You're cold, but no, you can't touch me.
No, but Dave, and then Dave's technique for free kicks, mad.
But Philly, remember, what? Philly said he used to play for, what was the team? The team.
In Colombia.
Nah. In Barrancao.
In terms of watching both of them, Dave, technique, brazy. Like, I've seen him. You know,
but you said for free kicks, but what's the rest of the game?
Yeah, I explain. In terms of Dave, free kicks, like, I've seen his technique, mad. But I've never seen him play football.
Right.
Whereas in terms of Philly, I've seen him in the Sidemen charity game and I've seen him play. So off of that, I'd say Philly. But off of technique alone, Dave's technique's mad. Because them free kicks are not easy, bro. Mm. He's doing the ones where, like, you're cutting across, you're here and you're cutting across and it's going in the top bin, bang, bang. And he kept doing it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, raw, that's not like an easy... As a footballer, like, when you play football, you know certain things that you can and can't do easy.
Yeah, free kicks is,
bro, and the free kick's not easy, to get bro. Up the wall and into the corner...
Free kick's probably the hardest thing, man.
One of the hardest, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, let me do this.
Go on, you go.
Oh, you
I was going to say, what position did you man play in football? What was your position?
Midfield.
Hmm? Where was?
That one wasn't me. He did that. He's don't not. Do that. He did that. I know nothing about football, so you can't even put that on me.
I understand what's going on.
You don't put that on me because I know nothing about football. He did that.
I didn't kick ball like that.
I participated.
11 aside, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
But if I think about where I'm playing, it's
I'm glad you clarified.
You didn't play football, no?
I haven't known. I actually hang out with the bitches. It's good.
He just hit gym,
bro. I picked my football.
He's getting on his protein, bro. That's
right. I picked my football 2 weeks ago.
On his protein, bro.
And it was Arsenal, Marvin. You know, shout out. You know, we both like Arsenal.
All right, so, Tate, you do me a favor. Keep score, please.
Oh. What, is it as a group or one each?
Nah, as a group.
All right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or do you want to... Nah.
You got time, yeah.
Because no, not even that. Someone might say the question that I asked you wasn't easier than the question I asked.
Right, yeah. So it's a group.
As a group. All right, cool. First question.
Let's restart.
The English language is appalled. You said, what is in that juice?
Hemoglobin, bro. All right, cool.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Which R&B diva went on tour in 2009 as Sasha Fierce? Is it Rihanna, Beyonce, Alicia Keys, or Ashanti?
Beyonce.
That's it sticking with you?
Yeah.
All right, cool. That's one.
You didn't even need to give the bit.
No, but there's going to be some easy ones there, innit?
Yeah.
One.
What decade is the hit single Do What That Thing by Lauryn Hill from? Is it the 90s or
2000s? Wait. It's the 90s, I'm
pretty sure. Yeah. Yep. 90s. I was going to say 90s.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's correct. It's two.
Two.
Four. I thought you would have fought on that one still. I thought you would have said 2000 still.
I would have said 90s or 80s.
Even.
Wow. 80s? No, like, I would have if it was between the two.
Oh, yeah, I hear what you're
saying. Damn.
No, yeah, because if you like, from there,
Lauren Hill would have 80s.
No, but see, Lauren would have thrown them off. No, no,
she would have been like 10.
It's not that I would have said that, but it would have been more of a thing.
Cool.
Especially way younger, she just stopped doing music.
So you got that's three, yeah? I mean, that's two, innit?
Yeah.
This one's an easy one, anyway. Rihanna banned fans from bringing what items to her UK concert in 2008? Bows, high heels, umbrellas.
Oh, okay.
Umbrellas, yeah.
Nigga, you said this shit was going to be hard.
I just said it's
hard. I wouldn't have known that if you didn't give the options.
Yeah
that's true. You're like, fresh, I wonder what it could be.
Which song is not a Mary J. Blige song? Be Without You, Just Fine, Say It, Everything.
I don't know
what's on me. I'm going to say it.
You know what we're going with?
Locked in.
Yeah.
I'm agree with him.
Yeah, sure.
That is correct.
Hey.
That's it. I think Say It is Neo, isn't it?
I was thinking about Tory Lanez, to be honest.
Yeah, that's Tory, yeah.
See?
You have to, you know me, Be Without You.
Yeah.
Big issue.
Like, it is what it is of the free ball.
Where is Rihanna born? Kingston, Jamaica.
No.
St. Michael's, Barbados. Uh-huh. Georgetown, Guyana.
St. Michael's, Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
What's that now? Four? Five?
Five for five.
Oh, yeah, but then, no, they got the one before that wrong. No.
They got all right. Five for five. Which R&B artist signed Christina Milian to his label in 2009? Was it? Brother,
I'm not going to answer it. I'm just thinking. I'm not going to answer it for them. I'm not answering it. Because in my mind, I'm thinking, fuck, I should know this.
So which R&B artist signed Christina Milian to his label in 2009? Is it Diddy, Jay-Z, The Dream?
You know what it is? Next to Diddy and Jay-Z, The Dream wouldn't be there if it wasn't The Dream. He's not bait enough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Do you think?
That's a process of elimination.
I don't think about it.
But it could be.
Could be Jay-Z.
It could be Jay-Z.
Could be Jay-Z.
Jay-Z's Harry Aurora.
And it's that period where he was just. Okay, majority rule.
That's a poor judgment.
If you don't think so.
Well, are you saying Diddy?
I'm saying The Dream.
The Dream.
Okay.
Let's do The Dream.
Because I think it's a throw-off kind of thing.
Let's do The Dream.
No, but it could be a throw off.
No, because none of these have been throw off.
I don't know, innit? I don't have it written down.
Yeah, no, if we're trying to.
Let's just go for The Dream. It's not the end of the world.
I said age is showing. I love this.
It's going to be Jay-Z and I'm
really. Yeah, I think it
was. What are
we
saying?
The Dream. You're not on me, bro.
That's correct.
Hey! Come on there, bro.
Go on.
You know what I love this, Marvin? Because it reminds me of when we were growing up. Because we get it. So, you know, like for us, when we have this conversation, you remember certain tunes.
No, I'm talking about the way they're processing it. That's what I like. Because it's like.
Process of elimination.
No, there's no ego. It's kind of like, I don't really know, but you sound sure. Mm. Let's go with you.
All right, cool.
Next one. What album did Usher release in 2008?
That one is...
Was it My Way?
No.
Was it Confessions?
No.
8701?
No.
Here I Stand?
No.
Hard to Love?
Fuck, it might be Here I Stand.
Can you say them again?
What album did Usher release in 2008? Was it My Way? Confessions?
It's that one.
8701?
My Way is the purple one, I think.
Yeah, because I'm thinking the purple one with the glasses. Well,
that's,
you know what
My
I'm
Way,
saying?
I think.
Can I read them all again, yeah?
Wait, did you hear the question?
Yeah.
Hear the question?
No, Taze, you can't help.
Oh, sorry.
What's going on here, bro? No,
but you know what I'm loving? It's the process. I love the process.
I don't hear the question.
No, you didn't hear the question. I've read it twice.
2008.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's 2008.
Oh, but Taze, what are you doing, bro? What's going on here, bro?
I'm going to be a man. No, it's
you're moving mad.
Did I mess up?
I think so.
Confessions 2008.
Cool.
We were alive.
I'm going to read it one more time.
Like, I think we were grown.
I think we were alive. Oh, actually, like, Confessions. Confessions
was 2010s, bro. No. Who else is 2008? Yeah,
no, Confessions at 2006.
I'm out of this.
That was like when we were.
I think it's Here I Stand because I think like the purple thing with the glasses is given 2008.
What's Here I Stand artwork?
I think it's the purple. Okay, we'll I don't know the name of the album.
I think My Way is the purple one.
But I think it's the one with moving mountains on it. And There Goes My Baby.
I'm going to go with you. That's a big tune.
Okay,
though.
The purple.
Ooh, that's the purple.
Yeah.
So which one is that one?
Oh my god is on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, that And that has to be.
Wait, you got born in 2000, innit?
2003.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, love.
That's
you asked us to remember when
fuck was old,
Yeah, let's go.
This is
upset
me,
bro. What's the Kevin Hart thing? You born in 2003. Damn.
You know what? This is crazy.
I'm sorry.
My little brother was born in 2005, bro.
Wow.
Yikes.
What are we going with?
Should I read it one more time?
Read it one more time.
All right, cool. What album did Usher release in 2008? My Way, Confessions, 8701, Here I Stand, Hard to Love.
It's not.
I think it's one of the last two.
It's not My Way.
It could be one, three, or five. It's not two or three.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's not two or three. It could be one, four,
or
five.
Is it not four or five? Yeah, four or five.
If it's not My Way.
No, it could be.
My Way. Okay. If you know My Way Saying Something, it's one of the last two.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd have.
I'm going to say Here I Stand.
I'm sorry, lads. I'm going to have to push you for an answer.
Here I Stand. We're going Here I Stand.
Yep. Here I Stand?
Yes.
That's correct.
I see it, bro.
Because you're only going with My Way.
Yeah.
That album is old. My Way is like Usher's.
It's like his first official album,
bro. That's mad. So when you said to the album.
Anniversary.
Ain't that the reason why he's doing.
My Way is
the second album.
No, the first official proper one.
Yeah, that was the first option, though.
8701.
My Way was the first.
8701 is early 2000s.
Yeah.
Okay.
It goes My Way was 8701, Confessions.
Oh.
My Way was 96. Or
Confessions was before two.
No, I'm saying Confession was after 8701, no?
Yeah.
What year was it?
What year?
I can't remember.
Early 2000s.
Mm. Because Confession is with Confession when you got that. The...
It's mad. Hello? Usher would have dressed like this in the My Way video.
Yeah.
That would have been the Usher strip.
No, My Way, not in that video. Because remember, they've done the Clockwork Orange thing. That's Tyrese in that video with a bowler hat. And
anyways, I said to the combats in the
6 for 6.
We got it.
Man
said, "Hey, man, they're concentrating.
It's getting real.
All right, cool. That was tough. Next question: which number one Beyonce hit did Neo write?
Seven for seven.
The fuck out of here. I'm getting too confused. I'll see who's the competitive one here still. Alright, who released her debut album In a Perfect World in 2009? Was it JoJo, Cassie, or Keri Hilson?
Ooh.
This is where it gets a bit. So, JoJo, no, because she was earlier, right?
Read the question one more time.
Who released her debut album, In a Perfect World, in 2009? Cassie. Was it JoJo, Cassie, Keri Hilson?
Keri Hilson.
Yeah, I think so.
2009?
Yeah, Cassie was before that.
Cassie was earlier than that.
Cassie was before.
Debut, but then to be fair, debut album,
yeah.
It could have taken her a step, but albums were a bit quicker than this.
But
you come with an album.
Cassie, we're saying it's not JoJo.
Yeah, not JoJo. JoJo's not dropping a debut album.
Me and you, that's been around for ages, and that was on an album.
Yeah, but I'm saying Keri Hilson.
I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, we're on the same team.
What's JoJo's album called?
I don't know.
When did she come out?
Oh, time. It could be. I don't know.
No, but she was 13. It was over 20 years.
The way these men break it,
I love it.
Exactly.
And cold. That's why I love it.
Now she's
because
like,
you can tell they listen to
it. That was 14 years ago.
You man got R&B knowledge.
2009.
That's
and heard as she came out. So it's too late. 2021.
It's too late. Yeah.
The process is better than the answers.
No,
I can't lie to you. You man got that R&B knowledge. So you can see the degree of like you kind of know like.
But Keri Hilson is. Yeah.
But Keri Hilson might even be later than 2009.
That's what I mean. It might be late.
She might be a bit later.
I think
she might be like 11.
2011?
Like 20 May.
She's 2011 in my head.
Bro.
So you think it's
Cassie?
Cassie.
Well, hold on.
I think it could be Cassie.
Name a Cassie song.
Me and You, Long Way to Go.
No,
they're both from
that's
the
a banger, Long Way to Go.
Big Long Way to Go.
So you wanna let me? That's early 2000s.
And they're both on an album. So I'm saying, if that's her debut album, which I'm guessing it was, that was ages
earlier. Yeah, I can back Keri Hilson. I'm thinking, sometimes love.
Okay.
That's
2009,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Keri Hilson.
That's Kanye West, isn't it?
Yeah.
Keri Hilson.
And Kanye West and Neo, that's given 2009.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It feels fresher.
Yeah,
Let's go with that. Keri Hilson.
Yes.
That's correct.
Oh. And you know why that's dope? Because I was going to say to them, think
I thought you were going
to
say Cassie. In my head, I was about to rub the phone and say,
You know why? Kerry Hilson feels like it could be older because she's a songwriter. Yeah. And that's why I was like, it would always be her because songwriters always release their shit a lot later than everyone else. Because then they've been there longer.
Let me do the next one.
How many have you got left?
I don't know. There's quite a few still.
Okay, cool. Oh,
but they're in for in. Out of 10.
I was going to just keep going.
Eight out of eight so far. We've
got 15 minutes left.
All right, cool. Which artist's vocals does Drake use at the beginning of his hit song, Unforgettable, featuring Young Jeezy?
Never heard a song in my life.
Is it Ashanti?
Don't look at
Usher,
me.
Usher?
Don't look at me.
Lauryn Hill or Aaliyah?
I've never heard a
it's
song in my life.
It's going to be Lauryn Hill.
Wait.
No. What's wrong with you, man?
So what
what's going on, man? Move, man.
Ashanti?
I said nothing.
But your actions alone, bro.
Ashanti.
I don't think you'd use Usher.
I'm
just trying to guess now, based off Drake.
So what was the names?
Ashanti, Usher, Lauryn Hill, Aaliyah.
And did it say when it was released?
No, it just says which artist
it
says it'll which artist vocals does Drake use at the beginning of his song Unforgettable featuring Young Jeezy.
When was his first thing come out? When did his first thing come out?
Do you know what's mad?
2009.
User quantified stuff by the year. The moment you hear the year, you roughly know.
Yeah.
You've noticed that. If I take the year,
we don't.
If I take the year out, user are like, oh shit.
That's Loki. That's
Unforgettable. I think it might be Aaliyah, bro.
Only logic that comes to my head is Usher's the only male on there.
So you think it might be him?
I just don't think that out loud. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that out loud.
Right. I don't think Usher's ever been sampled still.
Yeah. Also, him being the only male might be a reason why it's not him.
Yeah, I agree.
You want a D&B?
Don't say that on a podcast.
If it was him, why would they put three women around?
Let's go with Aaliyah. Don't put it to me. I just put it out there.
I think it might be Aaliyah. Just because I feel like they might have rapped about Aaliyah on the song.
Yeah. My only thing with Aaliyah is
that's just a gut
bait, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sampled off
the
which could back your point.
Yeah.
What were the other two? Lauryn Hill and
Ashanti.
Ashanti, Lauryn Hill, Usher, Aaliyah.
I said Lauryn. Aaliyah.
Oh, but Ashanti can be it too.
Why does no one know the song? Is it
that's what's baffling me.
No, it's
it's huge. Age.
Nah, if they play the song, I might hear it.
I just thought, right? A lot of these answers have been like 3 and 4. There hasn't been an early one in a sec. So I'm
Ashanti and Aaliyah for me.
Same. I'd lean towards
Ashanti.
What song would you sample that we had?
Exactly.
I'm going to have to rush your fillers for your
I'm
answer.
I'm going with you.
Aaliyah.
Yes.
You done the gambling one. This table's done
what
black. Black
I'm
again.
I'm on Ashanti, but we'll go with you.
Two for two.
But I feel like we're the weaker two.
Yeah,
so
this is just me just guessing.
What's the final answer, lads?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, that's correct. So.
Oh, nice.
I said, can I ask a question? It's the tattoo. I thought you guys would have known Drake as the Aaliyah tattoo. That's what I thought they would have worked on.
That's what I'm saying. You rapped about Aaliyah.
Yeah.
A lot of people have an obsession with Aaliyah as well.
What was your introduction to Drake then? What was your first Drake song?
I don't even remember.
I bet it was the album Best Ever Had.
Best I ever had. Yeah.
Best I ever had.
What's your introduction?
Yeah.
It's probably
early,
Bedrock.
Bro.
Probably Bedrock.
Him and Trey Songz.
Bedrock.
Yeah.
Was it even Little Brother, Don't You Have a Man?
That's what them days.
That's not Trey. Yeah. But
Don't You Got a Man? Are you trying to be my
girl? Drake has been about for a long time, to be fair.
Too many hits.
He's had the cleanest run.
That's cool.
Love Him or Hate Him, bro. That run is crazy.
Let's get a few more. What Alicia Keys album features a song, You Don't Know My Name? Is it Diary of Alicia Keys, The Element of Freedom, Here, Songs in a Minor? Sorry, Songs in A Minor. Man said Songs in A Minor.
It's with the piano on the front. That's the and it has,
it's Diary.
Diary. That's correct. Yeah.
My boy,
I have no clue.
They are all for all right now. Right. Fuck.
Man said, not let these other R&B bands know. That's my really not R&B.
Man said, they done earned this shit.
I like that, man.
This one's easy, man.
Ain't no joke, too.
Man said, we are not plants, nigga. We know our shit.
I'm not even doing that one. That's too easy, bro.
Marvin said, we ain't giving you no more freebies.
Let's look at the list like
No more freebies.
He's looking for the
What year did B2K release their final album before breaking up?
Final?
Was it?
Oh, wait, there's options.
Was it 2006?
Yeah.
2004, 2003, 2001.
Mm.
So either the first or the last one.
What year did B2K release their final album before breaking up? 2006, 2004, 2003, 2001.
When did, no, wait.
When did the Bomb 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 song come out? 2003.
I'm trying to think, when was Omarion doing his solo thing?
2008.
Oh, it's about release the debut album.
How do you man know
it's about
these
when they
years,
the last album. It's about when they're doing
how do you man know these years, bro?
That's what I'm like, nigga, like, I don't know this shit. Yeah, I was old enough. Because in 2008, you were like five. The fuck?
Because yeah. Why would you wait that long?
But you were five.
No, but you know even why I'm not too tough on 06? Because I didn't grow up with B2K like that.
I didn't.
Nigga, you weren't grown up with your time.
That's my point.
You didn't grow up with B2K. You were not grown up.
That's my point.
Look, these men are trying to...
That's my point.
Wait. This is... Stop. What's the objection? You better just pray that numbers now, man. Omarion... embarked on his solo career in 2005.
Okay.
When did iSports come out? 2008 or 9?
Nope.
Yeah. Well, it
well,
helps.
It cancels out one option. I think safe taste.
Nigga, he might have waited a couple years.
safe taste.
No, but realistically, Mario could have left and just done it straight away.
Yeah, he could have. It cancels out the one option I was trying to cancel out as well.
Mm. Well, is 2005 an option?
No.
2004, 2003, 2001.
I'm saying three.
But three makes sense.
Three is too long.
Three buzz makes sense.
Three is too long.
It is too long.
But didn't Mario like disappear? And then come back.
But also, you say he dropped his debut album in 05, right?
No, he started his career on that 05.
This is cheating.
Yeah, three.
I think inside a trade. I'm going to stand with four.
Okay.
Are you saying four as well?
I'll go with four.
You man, do rock, paper, scissors.
Because, man, think if we ended the group tomorrow, are you waiting 3 years to drop a song?
No.
Well, if you're Omarion.
Depends, bro.
If you're Omarion.
So you're saying 04. 04 makes sense.
He's the business guy.
You also said he went missing.
I feel like I don't know that though.
But it also depends on who your team is and what's going on. Mm. There's an artist in the UK, I don't want to throw names out here. His first song come out, the song was banging. He had him and the producer of the song had disagreements, and it took them a very long while to deal with the production.
Shit happens, bro. To deal with the production dispute.
So the difference between his first song and this next song, like, it was a gap because the label wasn't having it. So sometimes it's not like what you want to do. Yeah. It depends on what's going on.
But also,
the situation.
I'm like, surely Bump 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 didn't come out in 2001.
Do you know what is? We should have put time on this still. Because
there's four of us. You're skipping over the easy questions.
But I think for me, what's wavy is the process. I love the fucking process. Because these niggas are like 12.
I think it's 2004.
Is that what you're going with? 2004?
Believe in me.
Is that your final answer?
I think it is, lad.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, it's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Man, then stick with me.
You man, then
stick with me.
Go.
All right, two more.
04.
Fuck.
Was that right?
Yeah, we got it.
What was JoJo's debut single? Too late. No, sorry. Too little, too late.
Oh, that JoJo.
Leave, get out. Or baby, it's you.
Baby, it's you.
Whoa.
It wasn't that one.
It's too little, too late.
Are you sure?
Out of those three, if it's not baby, it's you. It's not get out. Get out was after too little.
Yeah,
too late.
Get out was the most recent.
I don't think it's baby, it's you. That came after.
And that's got a feature in it.
And it was like that third song.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, it's too little, too late.
First one.
It's too little, too late.
Yeah.
Say your final answer?
Yeah.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Wrong.
No!
A debut was Leave.
Leave Get Out.
Nigga, I missed the hit.
Get Out was her first song.
Yes!
I'm so sure she was young.
He's got to leave the game.
That's bad.
Because he stood on his star and he said, listen.
You know how many answers I've stood on that? They have a back.
Yeah, that's mad.
It wasn't Leave Get Out.
Back your chat, man, then.
Yeah,
don't
bro,
just put
one.
It on me, bro. There's other answers where you had your own answers.
Yeah,
and now it's on me. Imagine.
And that's the end of the
game. But I never said that. I didn't say that, did I?
And do you know why, Marvin?
Don't try to break up because of me now, because of this game, man.
You know what I'm saying?
You, man, the future's bright, man.
The disrespect is crazy.
One thing you got wrong is cool.
No,
man,
you know what I'm saying?
Experience kicks in. kicks in because nigga, I was in school when that, I was in college when that shit came up, and I remember that shit coming out. Because you must remember when that stuff, because we had Channel U at the time and all them other extra channels on TV.
I got one more. If you might get this one right,
double or nothing.
You man are a G.
Do we redeem ourselves?
Then, right. Yeah, okay.
You just got one wrong.
Let's do this.
I don't know. Okay.
But this one cancels out the wrong one.
Games lost. Yeah, we have to be unanimous.
Hey, wait. Oh, sorry. What's the timer?
You can put it in your phone. Put it in
90 minute. Seconds.
Okay. It's 1 minute 30.
Yeah. 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute 30. 1 minute.
Okay, 1 minute 30.
From him finishing the options.
Yeah.
All right, 1 minute. All right, cool. So this is the last question, yeah?
As soon as you read the last word, go on.
Which of these songs were released in 1996? Usher, Nice and Slow, Keith Sweat, Nobody, Jodeci, Freaking You, Next, Too Close.
They're all 90. Oh, no, they're not.
Read it one more time. Before you start. No, stop.
No,
it's fine. Keep it going. Keep it going.
You
got this.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's only one.
Only one.
Read it one more time.
Yeah.
The options, not the question.
Every time I close my
eyes. Usher, Nice and Slow, Keith Sweat, Nobody, Jodeci, Freaking You, Next, Too Close.
I think it's the last one.
You think so, Too Close?
I think it's either Nice and Slow or Too Close.
I was going to say Too Close.
I was going to say either of the other two.
30 seconds.
And the other two was Freaking You. In my head, that's 92 or 4.
Yeah, okay, Freaking You, nah.
And what was the other one?
You can discount.
Keith Sweat, nah. He's not 96.
Yeah, nah.
Okay, he's 93 or something.
10 seconds left.
10 seconds. What was the Nice and Slow or Too Close?
Too Close.
Usher, Nice and Slow. Keith Sweat, Nobody. Jodeci, Freaking You. Next, Too Close.
Doom. Ebb said next.
I'm gonna have to push for an answer.
Ebb said next.
I think that's 294.
What's the final answer? Is what?
Too Close.
That's incorrect.
It's Nice and Slow, isn't it?
No,
Keith Sweat.
Keith Sweat, bro.
No,
but you were never getting it.
We were never getting it.
You know that 96 is like time ago. Remember that Usher, Nice and Slow. That's like late nineties.
Okay.
In my head, Keith Sweat is like late 80s.
Yeah, you know the virus. When I said Keith Sweat, there was not even a talk about it. No.
Just
as
you're not far off though. Nice and Slow's 97.
96,
bro. They man
weren't
even marinating them yesterday.
But you know the people didn't say Nice and Slow, bro.
Who?
Said Close.
Yeah.
We went with Close.
When was Too Close?
Too close.
So who's the oldest and who's the youngest?
I'm the oldest. I'm the youngest.
What year?
Born.
2000. 2000. All the rest of us 2003, but I'm the youngest.
Huh? No, but Too Close is 97.
Is it? Oh,
see,
we were close.
Is this like 94 then? Like Jodeci
might be. I thought that was 98.
Remember, Usher's career started 94.
I thought Freaking You was 98. I don't know why.
Because to be fair, 94 is tough.
How you gonna say remember Usher's career started?
All right, so 94.
We don't remember when Usher's career started. We were minus 10.
Boys,
I had to check my DNA.
Changing Faces, Stroke You Up, Big Bone Thugs and Harmony.
What? Bum, 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 bum,
is that SWV and then times?
That can't be 94.
It's 94.
Tell me what.
Anita Baker, Body and Soul, Keith Sweat, Get Up On It.
That song was terrifying.
Was it Anita Baker, Sweet Love?
Freaking You.
Yeah.
No, don't
see, these man, bro.
The jungle version.
Marvin, these man would have never experienced, you know, that Bone Thugs and Harmony song with the, you know, the nigga, the black coat.
Yeah.
Them niggas would have never experienced that when we were growing up.
Little Saturday money.
Bro, they don't know how terrifying that tune. Remember of it, my man would just walk up and just
95.
In the video, he just touched his
bro, he touched me with the eyes go white, bro.
We was doing so
that
well.
Shit
we
was terrifying. You guys know some new shit, but when we were growing up, them videos they were terrifying.
That's crazy.
That Bone Thugs video was terrifying as hell. What?
Where do we get 12 and 14?
Yeah.
No, that's actually.
Well, no, you got two wrong.
Yeah, that's
all. Nah, I mean, that was it. Really.
That was
appreciate.
No, but you smashed it though. Like, I can't lie. Like, a lot of the questions and the way you were working it out was sick.
Brent, what's your favorite R&B song of all time? Before we go up, if they were to delete R&B, Brent, what song would you say I am going to keep this song? This one.
I think Brent said Kevin Little. Was it? Oh yeah.
Well, tell me.
That's a banger. But, you know, one song, Brent, R&B.
I love that Ooh, song.
That's a tune.
I love that song.
Man, came in just won the room, that's, you know.
That's a great song.
That's
what the man in the room.
Oh, is that what you tried to do?
Yeah.
See, I don't know, bro, but I feel like you're doing too good, right?
That's a vibe cartel. What the fuck?
You know what I mean?
That's a
great But yeah, it's been a great episode.
Yeah, man, love for coming.
We appreciate you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And where can everyone find you guys, your music?
And so we'll start with the group thing and then individual.
No Guidance without the A on all socials and Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere. Why no A?
Banton.
Gabby, it's right. Just, we can drop the E, we drop.
Dyslexic.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Just for fun.
But is it still, is it still pronounced the same without the A?
No guidance.
There wasn't even a reason.
And then your individual socials.
This is Ebube on Instagram.
Josh Lomat on all socials.
KC Brooks with a Z.
ZK Wills. Shout out ZK Wills.
You know, sometimes people say their name without a letter. It's like, where, bro? You know, someone say, you know, Marv Abu without an A. Which A? You know what? So I'm online looking. Take that A out.
But I said Marv Abu without the Z.
And also, have you got anything coming out?
Yeah, we had it out now.
We had an acoustic EP drop yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out. We got some videos for it on our YouTube as well. No Guidance on YouTube too. And I think they're pretty sick. So stream that.
Acoustics,
acoustics. Cool. More like live.
Oh, it's not you on the guitar?
Nah. It's just a live rendition of a couple of our released songs. And a cover. And a cover of Can You Stand the Rain. So
acoustic means
we've got
no
acoustics on the guitar.
Yeah.
And on our YouTube as well. Yeah. Some songs.
New project, arguably.
But like we did this with a live band.
We say new project, what's that?
Arguably best project.
We love that. When you lot go on tour, don't be surprised if women start throwing snails on stage.
It'll be from this episode, man.
We said, bro. Snails.
Have you got that yet?
Not snails.
Bras. No. Not snails. That'd be like, bro. You know that
drink? I'm going home.
Women get thrown bras. There was one big, you see the one that, big bra. Man's not rapping. Okay, one sec.
Nah, but we had a t-shirt with a Bube's face on it.
Sick. I swear.
No, the best thing I see.
Nigeria.
I know you have. Have you seen the?
That's dope.
Have you seen the Tyrese interview on Joe Budden? You need to watch that. Have you seen it? Bro, Tyrese, so he's talking to the bird, and Tyrese said the waviest thing I think a famous person can ever say. Tyrese was like, I've been in movies. And he's like, I know you rappers do your thing. But man said, you know what I mean? Apologies for any kids are listening, Man said, R&B different. The way he said it, I'm sorry. No. I'm not saying this has anything to. No, Marvin, let me finish.
No,
Marvin,
you're going to cut that out.
Why did you have to cut that out?
What's going on here, bro?
Let me finish, brother. It's not sinister. Let me finish,
brother. You, it doesn't matter what you, brother. What's going on here, bro?
Let me finish.
Okay,
brother, you can decide if you
want to.
You're not cutting it out. You're calm. Tyrese said, like I said, I watched the whole interview, but it was interesting. Like I said, when he watched it, bro, in the whole process, he was talking about not cheating on his wife and the access to women, he said. And he's like, the difference he saw in, he's like, I've been in crazy movies where I'm like, you know what I mean? He's been in Transformers. He's been in some of the biggest movies in the world. You know what I mean? And he's like, he knows, you know, the access rappers have to people. And he's like, but as an R&B artist, for him, he was like, when women come to your shows as a rapper, you know what I mean? Like, women want you already. But he was like, as an R&B artist, it's like, it's so different because, you know what I mean? A lot of people, when you think of R&B, Taser, you ever have sex to rap music?
Do I have what?
Sex to rap music.
No.
Marvin, do you have sex to rap music?
It was on at the time, bruv.
But that's what, but the way Tyrese was saying it, he was like, you lot do your thing. But he was like, when we go out as R&B singers, Marvin, he was like, it's different because he's like, those women would come to their shows knowing what they wanted. And he was like, it was just a different experience. You know what I mean? So it's nothing sinister where it's like, whatever. He was like, for them, he's like, as an R&B singer, women come to your shows knowing exactly what it is. So, you know, I'm like, before you've even said anything, before you've even done anything, you've like, they know whatever it is. So literally, like, when you are on stage...
I hear what you're saying, but you could have just said, Tyrese said on the
podcast... No, bro.
When you go to R&B concerts,
the fans are different.
The women love you more.
You left with the wildest line to intro it, bro.
Is
anybody...
I'm not lying to you.
Mum's like, listen, no. You go home and listen to it.
Man's
you go home.
R&B be different.
Marvin. Maybe my wording was wrong, but that's the exact wording he used.
No, I get it, but...
That's my point. He said... R&B pussy, bro. Not me. He said it. You can take it up. That's what he said. Listen to the interview, bro, it's one of the best things I've ever listened to. You know what I mean? And it's
because
not
of that
anything.
Line.
No, the whole interview. But if you listen to what he says before that, he was like, bro, the access I had to certain things and the way I behaved, he was like, bro, I could have done whatever I wanted in my situation, but I didn't.
He gives us that energy, though.
Even when he talks about TGT.
But Tyrese has been in...
He's been about for a long time. Yeah,
and he's been everywhere. He's like, not everywhere in a bad way. I mean, in terms of...
TV,
music, and the thing is, his music wasn't like... His music was sick. As an R&B singer, Tyrese is one of my favourite artists.
And that's what I say.
Then he had that. Then he had Baby Boy, and he's got Transformers. So he's like been good. And even Fast and Furious. He's in bare films.
I would be surprised.
And that's what I said. You would love it, bro. Even when he talks about TGT.
If he does his ancestral.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's in Nigeria somewhere.
But even when he talks about TGT, bro, when he's like the issues they used to have. And he's like, it's difficult being, you know what I mean, the most famous nigga there.
Yeah, he's
you know
what I mean?
Like, but the way he speaks to it, he's like, you know what I mean? Because he's like, nigga, don't want to listen to me, but I'm the most famous person there. And you're like, it sounds... outlandish to say I'm the most famous person.
No, but it is because
what's you like? But he's the most.
Yeah, but that's got nothing to do with the group. Yeah.
No, but Marvin is literally like in terms of
taste.
What I know.
Put it this way: three of us here, three shots. Because one of us is more famous than other. That's got nothing to do with this room.
We can't have an argument.
You say, "Well, I'm the most famous one." Get out of the studio.
But if I'm more experienced,
get out of the fucking studio. Because I would never say that. Because that's nothing
to do. My team has better experience.
That's nothing to do. Yeah, like, because you've been in the movie. What's that got to do with our TGT album? Brother, go and act with Mark Zuckerberg over there. I'm going to ask him.
What film are you filming,
No, but when he has it, bring that over.
Don't bring it here because the thing is, what you don't realise is that those kind of things there, they start to build a resentment in the room because, for example, that's like, I was going to say booby, but... That's like man like boobs.
Shout out my nigga Boob.
That's like we're saying, because I play instrument, like, I bring more to this than you, man. That's not nice.
Yeah, it depends. It depends on what way man's saying it.
No, but I'm just saying,
if I've been around, you know what I mean? If I've done 100 more shows than you, I might know
a little bit about shows than you.
Because you've done 4 shows and I've done
92.
If a boobie says,
I play instruments, so listen to me, versus I play instruments, so let me show you how to play the piano.
Cool.
That's a different thing, you know what I'm saying?
The difference here is...
If we're talking shows...
Why are you bringing up how much shows I've done?
No, but tell you the one set. The thing is, the difference is Tank.
Because you've already done four.
No, but Tank and Genuine are not small boys in this R&B thing.
Yeah. So
you can't talk to me about shows because Genuine's a big boy. Yeah. Tank is a big artist. Although you might have done more movies. For example, even R&B. Tank's been in R&B longer than Tyrese.
No, I feel like I'm misrepresenting him. I just need you to go. So like, I feel like I might be misrepresenting what he was saying. So that's why I was like, I want you to guys like, and I feel like as a group, it would be great for you to listen to because I think like TGT is one of those groups where it's like three powerhouses as a group and you listen to the dynamics and stuff like it's just even outside of any of that just an interesting
I think that was the issue that it was three solo artists
and three powerhouses
together
it's three big heads
and also
Genuine was on drugs, but
there was some drug taking in there as well so people are not in their right mind in terms of stuff in general
the drugs do be difficult you know what I mean but I feel like just outside of and he doesn't delve into any of that. Yeah. It's just an interesting conversation. Yeah, when you listen to, you know what I mean, an R&B artist that's been around for 20, 30 years and stuff like that.
But even in regard to you man's chemistry, you can see that like you man are cool in terms of together, like even as the way you answered your questions, the way you answer questions, the way you even speak about each other, like long may that continue, but it doesn't seem like there's any like you know that sometimes you might see someone say something, you're like, "Raw."
You see the tension.
Yeah, you can see that like he doesn't really like him, or there's a, or used to like each other more than used to. Do you know what I'm saying?
That way about us.
What? There's a lot of tension going on there, but I know that it's love.
Yeah.
You manage to
just,
I know that's how you manage to
That's wrong. See, that's another question you've got. I hate these niggas.
Fuck all your niggas.
But it's different, but yeah, like even just observing how you are.
And like I say to people, 10 years, we're nearly 10 years into this. Exactly. So I always say to people, you know, I mean, there's not many groups you can find of people that have been around this long. So I always say to people, whether you get on all the time, whether you don't get on all the time, I say to people, there's not many groups of people that can work through the bullshit. And, and that's not to say the bullshit isn't there. That's not to say the problems aren't there. That's not to say you bump heads. That's not to say there's shit you don't agree on. But I always say to people, if you come out and you're like, we're nearly 10 years in this, everything else is irrelevant.
I think it's like 10 years. Just communicate. I feel like sometimes if you've got an issue about something, it's better to get it out and say it in the right way than not say it. Because if you don't and it festers, it's going to come out and it's going to affect other people in the
group.
Because remember, you might be the middleman and be like, ah, no, both of you, I don't want to get involved. But then you not getting involved is an issue. Someone might say, but you should know the right... Do you know what I'm saying? Take away that pressure from other people. If you've got a problem, just say, look, I didn't like what you done yesterday, you know? You're my bro, but I didn't like what you done yesterday. Allow it. And it's done. So I feel like that is something. But if you've been on like tour, like as an out. Is that like in terms of, is there someone that's, just to round up, is there someone who's like always a late person? Is there someone who always takes long to get ready? Is there someone who's super punctual? Is there someone who like, who in your group, who's the who in
that
what?
Sense of things? I mean, it really does vary, you know.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're all kind of, as a group, quite punctual.
Okay.
Overall.
Yeah.
Okay.
But every now and again.
Who takes longest to get ready?
Well, I don't know. I take a while.
Not me.
I had a
feeling it was you, you know. I don't know why. I had a feeling it was you still.
I take a minute to get ready.
No.
Just because of the hair, purely the hair.
Yeah.
Gotta fix that shit.
Yeah, if I know all my stuff is quick thing. I feel like we're all quite understanding anyway, in general, regardless of like whatever happens, it's kind of,
it's just never that deep.
Yeah, it's never deep.
You know what I mean?
That, I think that's the best way to see things.
Yeah.
And also always give your brother grace.
Yeah.
Like, always just give him grace because you never know what it is.
Yeah.
Or how someone's feeling or what they're going through. Like you might have done something out of character, but pull him up on it, and then he might be like, you know, my bad, you know.
Yeah, 100.
Just me yesterday, you know.
Yeah. We've been doing this for nearly 3 years ourselves now. So we got a way of communicating.
You came late, bro. You didn't apologize. Just say my bad, bro.
Do you know what? I'm so glad you're not even on camera. Man took up some dead position in the studio to say rubbish.
Nah,
do you know what I'm saying? Man, really? You really thought it was going to land, you know?
He said, I'm glad you have no airtime.
Hey, Keith, how many Magnum you had there, bro? but love for coming through, man. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it, bro. Thank
appreciate
you.
The journey, man.
Yes.
All right, let me go. Please, thank you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.